All right. Being intentional. Yeah. That'd be good.
Hey, guys, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to get started. You're in for a treat today. We have flown a guy in from all the way from right here in Dallas, Texas.
Talk to you. Chris McGurk is going to be our speaker this morning. Chris is very involved here at the church and has had a really a neat influence on a lot of us guys as we're trying to figure out how we best minister to each other through things like these breakfasts. So Chris has been very engaged with that. He is a father of three. He's got his oldest daughter is, what, 15 years old?
About to be 15.
Yeah. So, grew up in Fort Worth. And has spent the last 16 years with Sinclair. He's in the IT business. He's got a lot going on. I know that I've had some folks talk to him about some opportunities, and this guy is real involved in work and making some things happen at his company. But that's not what he's going to be talking about. So anyway, here you go. Let's go.
Good morning, guys. So morning. Why don't I pray for us, and we'll get started here. So Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for just your call on us men. Thank you for everybody that's here. And I just pray, Lord, that you'd be with us. God, we are excited to be here and expectant for what you want for us. I pray that you'd speak through me and just our hearts would be open for what you'd have for us. I pray in your son's name. Amen. All right. So good morning. Glad to be here. Glad to get to spend some time with you. You know, the list was long and they made it through a lot when they got to me to ask me to come speak. So, but I'm excited to be here. Just a little bit about me, my background. Like Robin said, I'm from Fort Worth, so didn't make it too far. Spent some time in Aggieland, which was actually my door B story. Tried to get into the Air Force Academy and didn't get the nomination, but definitely sipping the Kool-Aid and wearing maroon and got my wife, who went to Baylor, wearing it as well. So, but yeah, just doing the dad life. I've got three kiddos. Caleb's in the back. He's 12, going to be 13 next year, so glad he's here. And if I'm not at work, then usually you'll find me on a ball field with three kiddos. They're each doing about two sports each. Our normal weekend is kind of crazy, but we love it. Boys do football, lacrosse, baseball. They're in basketball now. We're usually 5 to 8 games a weekend, and so you'll see them when they're basketball jerseys or football jerseys when we come Sunday morning, but we don't miss church. And so it's fun. We love doing it, and it's crazy. Just the busyness of life flies by real quick. So we're going to talk about that and how do we slow down a little bit. And I've been at Northwest since 2010. Knew it was the right spot the first weekend after moving up from Houston. Met some old Aggie buddies, and the praise and worship was fantastic. And I think the first weekend, Neil even mentioned A&M, and I heard some whoops in the congregation. So just hooked me pretty quick, but it was that first few months, and Neil talked about the parable of the talents, and just, you guys have probably all heard it, the 1, 2, 5, and 10, the master went away and gave them all talents, and always thought about it like money, and just the return on investment, but Neil just talked about opportunities, and just what talents have God given you, and what opportunities are you taking advantage of, and I've used that with my kids ever since, and with the 8th grade boys that I help out with, just every morning that your feet hit the floor, look for the opportunities and pray for courage when God shows them to you, because He's going to provide them. And what are you going to do? Are you going to jump in? So, my hope for today is we're going to talk about real men are intentional. We've had some great speakers. We've talked about some great topics, and I'm going to talk about just getting in the game and being intentional. So, a lot of guys that have spoken have kind of gone through a ton of stuff, and I feel like I'm in the middle of it. You know, just I'm 40, got three kids at home, and just it's busy, and so I just feel like I don't have all the answers figured out. But I've noticed just my daughter, who was 2 weekends ago, we went to go look at cars, and my wife and I were like, "Are we really here? You know, looking at cars for my daughter? This is flying by." I remember when we first moved to Dallas, just 1 and a half, and following me around with work gloves in the house in the backyard, just That's my little girl. And we're looking at cars. It's crazy. And same for my son. He's 13. And I just, you know, asking myself, what do I want for him? What do I want for my daughter? And just planning for that day that they're not home. Today's my hope isn't just talking about, you know, for him and for her and for us as men, like, not just how to be a good man, but am I good at being a man? And just what does that look like? Is there a framework that we can use to figure out what does it look like to not just be a good man, but good at being a man? So that's my hope for today. So we can keep going. So why am I up here? So a few things. I just wanted to kind of talk about courage a little bit. Last year, Brian Summerall was up here on stage and did a Ted Lasso speak, which was awesome. Big fan of Ted Lasso, and he told a story about giving somebody a title bigger than they deserve, right? And you have a reputation they can grow into. It's a picture of my pops on a tractor in middle school when I was 12 and 13. My parents sent me off for the summer, which I think about now, like, I actually did that? They sent me away? Like, that must have been nice. My pops had a landscaping company, a wholesale landscaping company in Houston, and he drove a tractor, and at 12 years old taught me to drive that. And I was loading mulch and soil and rocks in the back of customers' trucks. And just, like, I can't believe he trusted me to do that, right? Like, I was the same size as Caleb, and I'm driving this huge automobile and this huge machine. And he's a guy that looked, just believed in me, and it just, I don't know, it gave me courage. Another guy that's given me courage is Robin, who introduced me. A few weeks ago, he asked me to speak, and I get to rub shoulders with Robin and Ben and Michael and others every month. Dane, just talking about how do we serve the men at Northwest? You know, how do we love on guys and just help them be known and accepted? And just, like, we all want to get to know the Lord. You wouldn't want to be here unless you wanted to know more. And so it's just an awesome group of guys that just are chasing the Lord together. And we want that for our men at Northwest, for every man that enters the door. And so Robin asked me to speak, and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe, we'll see. Lord, give me a sign. And that morning, I walk into big church a little late, and Neil's on the screen with the Helen Keller quote. And it says, I'm only one, but I am still one. I cannot do everything, but I can still do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will do something that I can do. And I was like, wow, Lord, that's you speaking to me. Okay, maybe so. Maybe I am supposed to speak. And I'm not up here because I feel like I'm driven or ambitious, but I feel like God was calling me to talk today. The other picture, it's kind of hard to make out, but my youngest son is Hunter. He's the third from the left, and he's fun to watch. He's a great little ball player, basketball player. He's the youngest of three. We live on a street with a bunch of sixth grade boys, third grade kid. He thinks he's as old as everybody else, right? And so, like most sports at any age, the more aggressive you are, the better you'll do. It makes up for a lot of talent. But Hunter's got talent and aggression, and so he's fun to watch. But he's going against kids that are head and shoulders taller than he is. And he gets frustrated because he gets blocked a lot, but he's got some wiggle, and so it's fun to watch. We talk about with Caleb and with Hunter, I talk about with them this all the time about just having courage and just getting in the game. I took this picture because I felt like God was calling me, like, you know, you ask your boys to get in the game and to be aggressive and use the skill that God's given you. Sorry. And I feel like this was like confirmation for me to come speak. So get in the game. And I feel like God's asking that for us as men, just he's given us skill. There's things that we'll face, those things that'll be tough, but he wants us to jump in. He'll be with us. That's just why I'm up here. You know, the last thing I'll say is just a verse. This fall in our small group, we went through and talked about just different characters of the Bible. We talked about Gideon and Jeremiah. We talked about Martha, which was fun to hear that again in big church. But we talked about David, too, and just a guy that you guys probably know his story, just did a lot of stupid stuff, messed up a bunch. But he just really believed that God would show up, you know, and his name is mentioned in the Hall of Faith, and it says in Hebrews 11 that because anyone that comes to him must believe that he exists and that he earnestly rewards those who seek him. And so that's my hope for us today, that we'd have courage, that God's calling us to do stuff, things that aren't easy, but he'll reward those who seek him. So what does it mean to be a man? Before we start the clip, I'll kind of just intro this. Like, it's one thing to tell the boys to have courage and to be aggressive, but it's another thing, you got to shape it. And if you don't, it could go the wrong direction. So let's see what that might look like if it's not shaped well.
Starting defense, place at the table.
Looks like Joe's coming around. He should be ready for Saturday.
Place at the table. Yeah.
I think we ought to tell Coach.
Hell no, you don't want to know about this.
Yeah. Make sure you tell Latimer that the NCAA will be testing on Saturday.
Yeah, baby! Starting defense!
As my upperclassmen know, we have...
Okay, that's... that's not it, but that's a movie called The Program that a bunch of my high school buddies used to watch growing up before a football game occasionally to get pumped up. But it's not it. I'm thinking about, as often as I talk to my kids about being aggressive, am I shaping them in other ways too? You know? And so it's a... You know, the quote I threw up here from Tyson, pastor up in New York, is just, without direction, masculinity becomes dangerous. You know, and just with young folks today, Kev's about to be a teenager, and so, like, it's like, man, about to hit some testosterone, right? And if it's not shaped and channeled, and it, you know, kids can start asking themselves, what does it mean to be a man? Is it my first drink? Is it first time I'm with a girl? Like, what does it really mean? And so... It's just been a call on me to really start being intentional about what it means to be a man. And so let's go ahead and jump to the next one. So, it's a blur of days. So let's go ahead and go on to the next one here. Actually, do you mind backing up one slide? I'm sorry. Just the time's flying by, and there's just some questions. You know, what are some of the values I want to pass on? What opportunities am I going to capture, and how am I going to get there? And I'm going to show you just a journey map. And the idea is, you know, some guys here may have a son, may have a daughter, may have no kids, may have kids that are grown and out of the house. And so this is just, I think, an exercise for any man, no matter what stage you're at, and just thinking about, begin with the end in mind. And whether that's for you and you're going home with the Lord, but just where do you want to be? And so let's look at the journey map here. And it's just, the idea is planning the day for blank leaves home. And so for me, it's my son. Maybe for you, it's just yourself. Or maybe this is, I would say for guys that their kids are out of the house, it's not too late, too. Like, if you want to have a conversation with your son or your daughter just about, you know, we didn't do this, but... I don't know. I would love that as a, you know, 40-year-old guy with my dad. So the idea is to begin with the end in mind. Let's start on the right side. And the idea is not to do this alone. It's to do it with the community of guys. This is not to put too much pressure on one person, but we're better in community. So find some guys who'd want to do this with you. But on the right side, just know, be, do, and known. Just some questions to ask yourself, and just kind of roadmap out and put some notes down. What do you want your son to know? You know, to be wise, to navigate complexities of life. Like, I want him to know how to enter a room and to be able to talk to somebody if he doesn't know anybody, right? Just to be able to kind of navigate some stuff like that. I want him to have a man of character and courage, you know, and to teach him those things. And know is kind of some practical stuff. Like, what I want him to know, how to change a tire. You know, how to maybe even do some laundry. The first time I did it, when I was a freshman at A&M, and everything turned out pink. But I asked Caleb, and I asked the family a few weeks ago at dinner, you know, guys, before you leave high school, what do you want to know how to do? And Caleb said, cook a steak. And I was like, absolutely. So next week, I'm taking off work. We're going to make steak at the house. I asked my eighth grade boys in small group last weekend, and one of the kids, he He wasn't being funny. He was like, I don't know how to talk to a girl. I want to know how to talk to a girl. And so just cool, like just thinking about things, guys. You these eighth graders, these sixth graders, they're growing up fast, and it's a blur of days. So thinking about the end in mind. But there's a fourth column here, and it's, I think, maybe the most important thing, but to be known. And I think it's are we teaching our boys, am I teaching my kids to be known and to be intentional and, you know, just the idea of, like, you know, characters revealed in the dark. And does somebody really know you? Does somebody really know your heart and your struggles and everything that's going on? And last year, I read a book by Bonhoeffer. It's called Life Together, 80 pages, and you need to spend a day, a page at a time, right? It's just heavy. And the last chapter, I think, was one of my favorites, but it's just about ministries, and it talks about ministries of prayer, or the ministry of teaching, or the ministry of confession. And I think that one hit me because this idea of confession being a ministry to your brothers. And so Bonhoeffer goes on to explain, like, why is it so easy for men to confess to the Lord who is holy and not confess to his brother who's also a sinner? And it's just like, wow, like we're all sinners. We're all got a story. We all have something going on. And yet, why am I so hesitant to talk to somebody about it? And so, or why? So we've got our men in our small group. I know this was a good conversation for us to have and just to be better known. And so, I think it can be a ministry just to open up some conversation about what you're struggling with and what that person could be struggling with too. And that's just our prayer for men's ministry. We've got, if you don't hear anything else, we've got a sign up for triads in the back if you're not in one. But it's a great thing just with this intergenerational stuff, just a group of guys who just get together and get to know each other and encourage each other on. So this is, and one more thing on that hit me that Bonhoeffer wrote was, you know, what's not healed is transferred. And I think about my struggles and I think about what my dad struggled with and I'm like, man, may I deal with this so he doesn't have to. So that's the right side of the page. The left side of the page is how do we get there? So just think through what are some of the experiences or the assets available to you and to the men in your group about how you can get there. So if it's somebody might have a lake house, somebody might have a grill. I mean, there was a period of our life where we had three kids. We were in an apartment because we were remodeling a house. We didn't have a grill. Like maybe there's some practical stuff like what are the experiences you guys can share together to help each other get to the place that the know, be, do, and known on your sheet. And also to think through some shifts of manhood to help you with what are those things you want to do. And maybe hard to read on the page. I think I've got it printed on the sheets in front of you. But just some shifts, things like boys, like from ease to difficulty, boys embrace ease, men embrace difficulty. Caleb, he's also an athlete, but he's scared of heights. So he doesn't know this, but we're going to be going to like a high ropes course, or we're going to do something. Like, let's do experiences to kind of face that, right? Things like from a temporary to the eternal, boys think about what it is, what matters right now. Men think about the bigger picture. And one of the things that we're going to do with our boys is take them to a cemetery, and we'll look at some gravestones and be like, there's a birth date and there's an end date and a dash in between. What's your dash going to be? You know, think about what you're doing right now, being intentional. So the idea is this is a thing, and it's something I'm doing with a group of dads in the neighborhood. We coach stuff together, and one's a believer and the other two are not. And so we met about 2 weeks ago, and the timing was awesome because I wanted to kick it off, invite them into this kind of journey with us as our boys turn 13 next year. But to kick it off with a memento, and it was super cool because that Sunday, Neil had the ornaments, right? And so I was like, he said, take just one other, but I confess I took three of them, mine and the three other, yeah. So I gave it to him, and they're each going to give it to their sons for Christmas. It's under the tree, and they're going to open it up, and they're going to talk about what they want to do as dads, and what we'll do is a group, and sometimes it'll be beautiful, sometimes it'll be messy, but we want the best for them. Super excited about it. There's some ideas that Tyson mentions just about how to kickstart it. One's kind of fun. My wife's not looking forward to it, but it's called a severance dinner. And she's going to take Caleb out and say, it's kind of a breakup dinner. Like, you know what? You're growing up to be a man. Things that are tough for you, I want you to start going to your dad for. And so this is not my idea, but Tyson's idea. And he said that was an awesome thing for his kid. And just made it hard for him as a dad. He's got to be there and answer those questions. And so, Kev's sorry to ruin the surprise for you, but that's going to happen next year. And then just a kickoff from a ceremony standpoint. So we've got something planned. The boys will find out, each of them, Christmas morning about what we're doing as they turn 13 next summer. So, I know there's just different ages and stages here, and maybe it's just yourself, and you want to know, like, what does this mean for me? Like, we're going to be home with the Lord one day, too. And so, you know, if we all have different life arc, if you will, and different stages that we're at. And so if you want to get to know the Lord more, do this for yourself and say, where do I want to be in 10 years? And this isn't asking you to do one more thing, but one less thing. Just pause and spend some time to think through it. And maybe that's just reading one book of the Bible a year, and that's it. And just getting to know it well, right? Just something practical. But thank you guys for your time this morning. I hope this was all right. But I really just appreciate you guys and your time and look forward to having some table talk, too. We got some questions that we'll go through. And if you guys want to spend some time at your tables talking through this, that'd be great. So thank you all.